Now to some of the thorny issues involved in closing the detention center at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. Ken Goode is one of a number of experts the Obama administration has called on for advice. He's a national security analyst with the Center for American Progress. I asked him what he expects to hear the president say about Guantanamo in his speech tomorrow.
I don't think we should expect a fully formed plan from the administration tomorrow. I think they are responding to what is a clear desire from Congress for the administration to really get more involved and inform not only the Congress but the American people exactly what direction they intend to take this policy.
There has been, as you know, a lot of pushback on this question of whether some of the detainees at Guantanamo should be released into the United States. And when we say released, it seems we're talking about two different things. One would be people who are considered eligible for release into the general population, but also a large group that would be released into the U.S. prison system. And we heard the FBI director, Robert Mueller, today say he is concerned about threats to U.S. safety, even if those people are kept in supermax facilities. Do you share those concerns?
Well, if a Guantanamo detainee is transferred into the custody of the United States, convicted in a court, and incarcerated at a supermax facility, I have no concern that that detainee will harm the United States in any way. And I don't think that the FBI director believes that either, or at least he shouldn't, because if he does, then we're already in trouble. Because let me tell you, there are already dozens of terrorists in supermax facilities in the United States right now. And if he genuinely has concerns about the American safety as a result of that, we need to fix that problem immediately. Now, there's a different concern in that whether these facilities will become more of a target for terrorist attack. And that's a completely different story. Now, I think that there are numerous steps that the U.S. government can take to prevent that.
How would you do that? How would you protect the people of Florence, Colorado, say, or Fort Leavenworth, Kansas?
Well, I mean, look at the way that they are protecting the people of Florence, Colorado are right now. I mean, they call it a supermax prison. It is not just on the side of the road in the middle of a neighborhood. And whether or not they need to take steps to extend the perimeter of that prison to ensure that additional security measures are taken, I think that's perfectly appropriate.
For detainees who are judged to pose a lesser risk, there's a push to get other countries to accept them for resettlement, and there's been a lot of reluctance on the part of other countries to take them. Do you think that if the United States does not say, we will let some of these detainees come live in our country, do we have an argument to countries in Europe or elsewhere around the world?
I think it's unquestionably true that this is a responsibility that our allies are prepared to assist us with. But it is also true that it is a responsibility that they believe should be shared. And I believe that that is a reasonable position for many of our allies. We can't be saying to them that, here, you take these detainees that are too dangerous for us to hold in our own country, but here we want you to take this problem off of our hands. That's a ridiculous position for the United States to be in. And, of course, the truth is that these detainees are not that dangerous, and particularly the detainees that we're talking about bringing into the United States, the Uyghurs. This is an ethnic minority from Western China. If they are released into the United States, we're talking about a handful of detainees, five, six, seven. There's already a community of Uyghurs in the United States that's willing to accept them into their homes and into their communities. All they want to do is get on with their lives. There is simply no genuine concern that these people will take up arms against the United States.
Can you imagine a politician who would want to make that argument to his or her constituents back home?
I appreciate that this is a difficult political argument, and I appreciate that it's very, very easy to message against, that it's very easy to message on the other side. But fear has never been a very good policy advisor, and I would genuinely hope, and I believe that there are some politicians out there who are courageous enough to say, this is the responsibility that we have.
Ken Goode is a national security analyst at the Center for American Progress. Mr. Goode, thanks very much.
Thank you.
And you can hear what FBI Director Robert Mueller had to say today about closing Guantanamo at our new blog. It's called The Two-Way, and you can find it by going to npr.org and clicking on the link at the top of the page.